It's the Relay for Life for Radiothon. I'm visiting with Becky Kinzer. Becky, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome.
You kind of have, in my opinion, a unique story. You were born with cancer, is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I had a spot on my chest, and by the time I was 8 months old, it grew so big. It was clamped around my heart, shutting off my breathing, so they had to do emergency surgery. I had 7 treatments, and I've been cancer-free, 72-year survivor.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Tell us about what do you tell other people who go through cancer?
I tell them to have their faith. You know, miracles do happen, and I consider this a miracle.
Definitely, definitely.
God's got plans for me.
Yes, he sure does, and he's certainly been using you, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about your Relay for Life team. What's it called?
The Flying Angels.
Okay. And what are some of the fundraisers that you've been doing?
I just joined it last year because her team's mates wasn't helping her, and I said, I'll help you. Mm-hmm. So I made enchiladas last month over at the Oaks and sold them. The money went to Relay for Life, mm-hmm. our team. And I made 15 quilts so far, the Thai kind, and the money will go to our team.
And have they sold those yet?
No, we're going to sell them at the walk.
Oh, on the walk, okay.
And then we're having a vendor show down to Oaks Senior Center the 22nd and 23rd.
Okay.
I'm going to have them down there to try to sell them too.
Right there on Farnham Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many years you've been involved with the walk?
About 15.
15 years.
At least 15.
What's your favorite part about the walk?
I love to hear the story from the other people because I was a baby when I had it, and these people have it now, so my heart goes out to them, and I just want to help any way I can. I don't want to have to go through that, and a friend right now has it,
mm-hmm.
and we really got him in our prayers, because got to help him.
What's the importance of the American Cancer Society or the Relay for Life in general? What's the importance to that?
Got to find a cure. There has to be a cure out there. I'm a proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had it, and she survived colon cancer. My brother had a growth when we had cancer at the same time.
Oh, wow.
He was a year and a half old, and I was a baby.
Man, that had to have been hard on your mom and dad.
It was having
a family member with cancer is hard enough, but, I mean, newborns with it, that had to just been a real struggle for them.
And we was all three survivors.
Yeah.
So we're tough.
Amazing story.
Yeah.
Becky, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome.